Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole. Glad to have you again here today. God bless you, Bishop Poole. We are happy to have you again and again. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air, and I would desire always to welcome all of you, wherever you might be, to from the grassroots level we all discuss and learn from each other, and you can come in and talk about your biblical experiences, your visions, and your dreams. And we thank God for you today. Father, we thank you for the subject that we'll be discussing. Now, what are my powers? What are my powers? Amen. Lord, we thank you, oh God. We ask you to look upon the broadcast and those that are calling in. Touch their heart, mind, and soul in the name of Jesus and whereby they can grow. And Lord, that your Holy Spirit would quicken us. You say where two or three come together in your name, there you be in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for your fellowship. And we thank you for our help one for another. Lord, we ask you to look upon those families, oh God, the distressed families that are bereaved. Oh God, we know that you told the apostles and all of us, look after the poor and also to love one another. And Lord, we ask you to touch the minds now as they call in one by one and name by name. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. We thank God. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole, and we're here as always. Amen. And you can find us on the web at www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. Amen. You can click on our website and you can click on media. And you'll find us at Facebook as well as Ustream. And of course, here at Doctrine of Truth. Amen. If you go down to the bottom of the page, if you'd like to donate, you can click on donation. Amen. This is, as well as a program designed to help all of us in our Christian walk with Christ. It's not a program to hinder or pull to argue against doctrine. We're reaching out in areas of things that are not being broadcast, of things not being talked about, because of the bombardment of false teaching, false doctrine, and some call it false news. But here, in Doctrine of Truth, we try to cover areas, amen, that can be a help to you and your brothers or your sisters or someone that called in, or some that are afraid to talk about it because of their position in Christ. Amen. What are your powers? What are your abilities? And the day and time is always about. If you would see movies and discussion, people are moving. Amen. That's what bullying is about. Amen. They want to control. They're seeking out for the control of people, places, and things. Amen. Without their consent, without their voluntarily following, amen, they feel that they should be, amen, on top of the world. Amen. But well, God had given his people, and he knew that these times, amen, the church is going through, amen, and the church is the vehicle to bring his people back to him, God the Father, through his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit now, amen, in operation of the church, amen. The Spirit of God has been given so much false, amen, indictments and confusion, Amen. But the Spirit of God is in control because he is the line. He is the telephone line or the cell phone or better than all of that. He is the one that instructed and guarding and guiding people towards God. Towards God. Believe it or not, in these difficult times, the Holy Spirit, through God the Father, is still in charge. Still in charge. Amen. We're going to read a little portion here from Matthew, the 24th chapter. And as we begin to move into the discussion tonight, amen, today, wherever you might be viewing this broadcast, amen. In Matthew 24, amen, very familiar. And we're going to be taking it from the book of Matthew, from the King James. And we always, amen, warn you or try to guide you into the proper translation, amen, that can be a help and closer to the true translation as possible. We have used King James from time to time, but American Standard, the Amplified Bible, and the New International Bible is accepted, as well as Good News Bible. Amen. But I always use the King James, and as I go through studying, I kind of refer back, make sure the translations, amen, have not been completely watered down, you would say, or lose the strength of what God's trying to say to us through his written word to give us a general knowledge, amen, of where and what we need to know. Then as the Holy Spirit, he quicken us, amen, he give us the understanding of what he's talking about, amen, because without the written word and without the word, amen, how can we believe in God? Amen. We accept God through his word. His word, according to Isaiah, he said, will not return to him void, because the power of God is in his word. Amen. In the book of Matthew, as we begin, 24th chapter, these are dangerous times, according to Matthew 24, say, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the building of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here any stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat in the mouth of the olive, his disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the signs of the coming of the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear wars and rumors of wars, and see that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nations shall rise up against nations, kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be phantoms and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. And all these are the beginning of sorrow. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and hate one another. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. We're going to stop there. Amen. It's not the end yet. There's much happening all over the news. There's much happening, amen, in the newspaper, in your community that is not even written yet. Amen. Or either they do not use it for public knowledge to let the people know. There are things probably happening in your community or being told to you in different areas, amen, but it's not publicly on the news, amen. There should be some good news out there, but this is not the end. This is not the end. Jesus said it's not the end. And the Bible, I believe the Bible. This is the final authority. I believe the Bible. Amen. I believe what the Word of God says. He said, this is not the end. God has given us His Son. And His Son has given us His Spirit. Now, those have been born again, accepted Christ. Amen. And you know, one thing about human beings and all of us, you have a comfort zone. And you have an area, amen, you have learned from your from the youth up. You have learned from your youth up about walking this world, being in Christ. I mean, not being in Christ, but being in the world. You have learned different habits, ways, and situations, how to survive, how to take care of yourself. Amen. And you accepted that doctrine wholly, wholly and fully about me, myself, and I, amen, what the devil started in the Garden of Eden, that the day you eat of this tree, you'll be like God. And so, with this background, always lured to the garden, amen, what the devil told the first human beings, amen. And when it comes down to Christ, giving God the glory and giving God your life, amen. And he said that we must be born again. That would break all the traditions and habits and loose your spirit to become supernatural. You become a child of God. First John, the gospel according to John, he said he believed in him, began to heap powers to become the sons of God. Amen. When you've been born again of God's spirit, amen. Everything that you used to know that used to hinder you, bother you, amen. You've been transformed, amen, from the inner man. The inner man. You have the power now of being able to, amen, contact God, talk to God through His Son, Jesus Christ, and making Him aware. But he knows it already. 1 John 4:4 say, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. And these are the areas in here, amen, the enemy fights. The enemy fights, amen, during the holidays, the Christmas holidays, amen, that no man can be born without sin. Amen. The Christ, the God-man, Christ Jesus. Paul said through Timothy, amen, one Lord, one flesh, and one baptism, the God-man, amen. He had Mary's blood and God's blood, amen. He was the supernatural blood. Jesus Christ's blood is supernatural, amen. That's why the blood of Jesus, when we plead the blood of Jesus, amen. But we have the access, and this, I believe that's where we are right now, unless the Holy Spirit lead and guide us. Other words, we have the access with to heaven, and as a citizen of God, amen, we have the access. Yes, we live here, amen, but we have overcome, 1 John said, we have overcome them, amen, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. But are we using the access to God? Are we using the ability? Are we using, amen, the effort to call God? That's through prayer and to believe in Him, because we are a child of God. Because we are. Now, there are many more examples, but when in the service and traveling, amen, the uniform is recognized all over the world, amen. That's why it's important that the servicemen, when they go to different countries, we have on the uniform, they recognize, amen. And we know, amen, we're in service, and we go to those certain areas, and in those areas, they don't do this, don't do this, amen. And another, again, too, those that are traveling, they have their passport. amen. And when they have their passport, amen, they're free to come in the country. Everybody knows who they are, amen. And they move around, and they have the authority to come in the country and go out of the country because they have that access, amen, through, amen, their passport. And in heaven, we have the blood of Jesus covering us. We are Christian. But while we are here, are we being defeated because of lack of knowledge, or because of traditions, or because of man's being deceived? Jesus said, be not deceived. Now, I know the churches, we have a great time in fellowshipping, but look like, and I can be wrong, I can stand and be corrected, that's why we're here, we're talking. Are we fellowshipping more than we're doing crusades? Because we have the access, Jesus promised us the promises and the power is that God give us the authority. Let's say the authority, amen. What is our authority? That's the power. That's the promises. What is our authority, amen, as Christians, amen? We're able to, amen, reach out for the lost. Have we lost that era? We lost that area because we always want to fellowship. Is that an area, amen, that God has? Jesus didn't come to fellowship. He came to save the lost. The church should be concerned about saving the lost. Amen. God give us the authority through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. Amen. But he told the church, he gave us areas to go. Amen. And how to fellowship with our brothers and sisters from time to time. But are we fellowshipping more than we're trying to do crusades? Amen. God has given us, what is our authority? What is our authority? Somewhere, our young people need help. Amen. They need to have a direction. Amen. They need to know how to walk this world and being a Christian. Amen. Are we investing more? If they're about entertainment, are we putting out the right entertainment? Or do we second chance in ourselves of being secondary to take on the devil's entertainment and try to whitewash it to make it Christian? Amen. What is our authority? Amen. God has given us his son, prayer, fasting, amen, love, power through his Holy Spirit, dreams and visions. Amen. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Let's see where we are. And maybe we can put it together. Because Jesus said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let my word be established. Amen. You can call 1-855-236-2252, 1-347-215-8816. And those that are new, how we work, if you'd like to have something to say, you just push 1 on the phone, and our technician will put you in. We will not reveal your first name. You don't have to give your name. We just call out your area code and the last 4 digits of your phone. We're just saying that, you know, be understanding. A lot of people in the studio, a lot of people are listening, but you can just share your time. Amen, and not to take up all the time, but we want to you to, amen, give us your heart desire, amen, and be honest about it. Be honest about it, amen. We need you. We need each other. We need our neighbors, amen. We need everybody because, amen, our youth is being destroyed. Our youth are being attacked. Amen, they are. They are being attacked because that's the next generation of churches. That's the next generation of believers. Amen. So we just can't sit back and say, well, Lord, have mercy, Lord, you do it. No. Let's see how much we should be involved in it. Amen. You can push 1 on your phone now. Amen. And as we go in, what are my powers, which we know is authority in Christ Jesus? What can you do, amen, as a Christian And those of you that just getting started in Christ, amen. You got a great future ahead of you. You got a great future ahead of you. Amen. It's not being publicized. You don't see it, amen, on the television. Don't expect to see the positive side of the church or the positive side of Christ and people being delivered from drugs, people being delivered, amen. And one of the wonderful things, most powerful, amen, gift of all is salvation. The most powerful gift of all is salvation. Then you have to learn of him. Jesus said, come and learn. You can't learn all you need to learn first, then come to Christ. No, you got to accept him as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And he will start revealing things to you as you can expand on it. Amen. God created the heavens and the earth, the stars, the moon, and you. If he pour all his knowledge in you, the first time the Holy Spirit, amen, you'll be walking down the street, don't even know who you are. Amen. You won't be able to take it. You won't be able to stand for it. Amen. Too much knowledge. Too much knowledge. God created, amen, I always use it, God created the amoeba. Those of you that's in science, he's a little small animal. Well, he's a one-celled animal, but you can't see him. You have to have a microphone. Amen. And I learned that in school, and it blew my mind. I said, that can't be an animal. Amen. He's moving around. He's moving around. But he's an animal. And many more things God has made. Amen. Amen. But he loves us. And we're part of his family once you accept him. Amen. So all that power, all that access and knowledge is yours. How are you using it? How are you using it? Okay? Phone lines are open. Studio is open. Amen. You can push one. Amen. Don't wait around. And amen. We get to move it around real quickly here. Amen. Don't wait around until the last minute. Amen. We thank God for our time. Amen. The studio, we will be expanding because of you. Because of you and you. Amen. Taking the world, taking the gospel to the world. Taking the gospel to the world. Amen. Your opinion is very, very, very important. Because there's some that's just starting out in Christ. Don't have the understanding, the experience that you have. But what have you learned since you've been in Christ about what God authority and how God gave you understanding, amen, that who you are in Christ and how you've been using it, you know. In other words, if you had a credit card and someone had given you a credit card, and they say, anytime you need something, amen, here's the code. You go to the ATM machine or go inside the bank. Or you can buy things. Amen. This is yours because I want you to have it. Amen. Amen. Now, are you sitting there and you need this and you need that, but you're not using it? 954-4427. God bless you. You're in the studio. God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. And bless the broadcast. Good to be on the broadcast. Always, as always, a good subject. You know, as believers, we, once we believe in Christ, the Lord lets us know over in James that if any of us lack wisdom, we ought to ask him for it, and he'll give it to us. And I was recently reading Pastor Wallow's book, Born Gifted, and that's true. If you don't know what gifts you have, you can ask the Lord. If you have any doubt, once you become a believer, if you're not certain, you can ask the Lord. He can tell you. And he when you do that, because we all were born and we once we become believers, now we are to position ourselves so that we can learn the word of God so that we will be able to witness to others. And in doing so, you need to know what area, what position in the kingdom that you have been anointed to work in.
Mm-hmm.
We,
mm-hmm.
you know, all of us, you know, God is not giving us all the same gift. And you ask him, and he'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I've done it myself.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the thing, that once you become a believer and you study the word of God, and as you study it, now to do your part in witnessing and going out and witnessing, you need to know what part of the kingdom that you have been anointed in to do the best work, you know, for the Lord. And you won't know that until you ask him, and he'll tell you. Because the Lord said that promotion comes from him.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
you got to ask him. And once you do, now your thing is, and the thing is to go out and do your part in the kingdom by witnessing the area that you have been anointed in.
Mm-hmm. Very good, very good. Yes, and asking of God, I remember early part of my ministry, asking God, and the psalmist say promotion come from the east, not the west. You know,
mm-hmm.
the Lord let me know. Then I said, well, Lord, if that's what you want me to do, let some
mm-hmm.
people tell me that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in Young in Christ, I didn't know too much about prophesying in church, but
yep.
I know God dealt with me by coming
mm-hmm.
into the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And people
true.
walking up to me and, well, you're going to be this. You're going to be a bishop. You're going to be this. You're going to be this.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Very good. Very good. All right?
Yeah.
All right? Okay, we have a good start off as well. As always, we Holy Spirit start leading us on this platform, asking God. Go straight to, like they said in the country, go straight to the horse's mouth. Go straight to the one that made us, and inspired us. Once you are saved, you're being, conscious-wise and dream-wise, God start dealing with you. And you just want confirmation from others. From others. Amen. And then, you know, it's a great thing. It's a great thing. Proverbs says that get wisdom, but all I get and get understanding. It's a powerful thing. A person know, they know without a shadow of a doubt. All right, you can push one on your phone as we begin to move here. Amen. And we're in the studio. We thank God for the studio audience as well, always. And like we say, that if you want to say something that you feel, or either ask the question. Either ask the question. Amen. And we're with all these people in the studio, I'm quite sure we always can be a help one to another with the Holy Spirit. Amen. You can push one on your phone, and our technician will put you in. Amen. And there's one area of the Godhead, amen, been so attacked, amen, and has given such a bad reputation to, is the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God. Amen. And in the way of salvation, Jesus said it's so easy. He had done it all. He had done it all. Amen. So when people come, amen, to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior, amen, there are some false teachers and preachers in the church as well. Amen, amen. The enemy have set up things to block you at the very entrance of heaven, if it was possible, if he could stop it. But once a man make up his mind, amen. James said, if you draw nigh to God, God will draw nigh to you. Amen. You can push one on your phone here. Amen. And we're talking about, okay, area code 305-4271. Area code 305-4271. God bless you. God bless you, doctor.
How you doing today?
All right, and you?
Okay. I'm just checking it to you out. I think I was having some malfunctioning just a moment ago. But
mm-hmm.
I just want to thank you for your concern about me. Amen.
Bless
and everything
you.
Is all right.
Wonderful.
And I appreciate what you and Sister Poole did. That was a blessing
mm-hmm.
to me.
All right.
I thought on the powers that we have, and I listened to you,
right.
and especially the other caller there that called. I listened, and then it
mm-hmm.
dawned on me. See, I'm learning that it's good to listen to another
right.
man, and you really get to see yourself if you will actually listen. And that's a tool
mm-hmm.
that God have given us. Whereas we can
mm-hmm.
overcome all obstacles. Because
mm-hmm.
I hear you say all the time that no man have it all. So you got to
mm-hmm.
use what you got. Learn to listen.
Mm-hmm.
I went there. I used to work in computers, and God taught me how to govern the largest, the most recent computer that IBM had made, and it was
okay.
so simple. But you got to listen. If you don't listen, you block your own thinking. Isn't that something? So
mm-hmm.
so God did a wonderful thing. Now, as far as the power that we have, I look at this and try to be understood that God, because we come to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because we come, he knows our heart. He knows us before we get out of trouble. he know us before we can even, you understand, start hurting.
Mm-hmm.
But when
mm-hmm.
we come to him, he give us the authority. He give us power, you see,
mm-hmm.
to become sons of God. And that's
mm-hmm.
saying a whole lot because, remember, we have no power. We really, as a human being, we are broken. We are
mm-hmm.
enemies of the cross, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But when we come
mm-hmm.
to him, you see, his love is there for us. And if you receive that love, it gives you a whole lot of power. In other words,
mm-hmm.
You get the power, you get the authority and power to be forgiven. You see,
mm-hmm.
and try
mm-hmm.
your mistakes or correct your mistakes. In other words, because we come to Jesus, Jesus gives us access into the grace of God. Isn't that wonderful?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
mm-hmm.
telling you, if you and I, any believer, you see, will walk with the Lord, you see,
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
love the Lord, you see, we have authority. You understand? But it's not our power. It's us
right.
accessing the Father to come to our rescue. You know,
mm-hmm.
just like God. Now, I often wonder about this of myself. He says there now, you know the scripture, if you don't forgive your brother, I heard you
yes,
talking
sir.
About something like, you don't forgive
yes,
your
sir.
Brother, he said, I won't forgive you. Now, this is the great God that owns everything.
Yes,
you
sir.
See what I'm saying? He didn't say, ask me to forgive you. You see,
mm-hmm.
he
mm-hmm.
said, you forgive your brother.
All right.
See what I'm saying? And according
mm-hmm.
to the scripture, if your brother respond, you do it. Do it all seven times, seven, all day if necessary. Now, this is what God
mm-hmm.
is saying, to give you the power for him to come and relieve you. Isn't that so?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the authority that we got, and God knows you was hitting it dead, and I said, now look at that. You come and get
mm-hmm.
to know Jesus, get his word, amen. And the power is that you learn in him, and he leading you, and that's up. So you can't
right.
help but be free, regardless of what entangles you amen, you have the power there through the blood of what Jesus has already done, what God commanded him to do to break the yokes on you. And in turn, that love that you're walking in, that he has given you, that love, through that love, you can break the yokes on somebody else. And that's just simply walking in what he has given us. So I thought about that thing. I said, nah, I don't know nothing about this. You see, Jesus said if two or three should come together in his name, what did he say?
Mm-hmm.
You receive, when you know when he shows up, amen, some loving is going on, amen, some happiness, some joy going to spill. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
You can be ever so sick. And we don't know these things, and I believe that's why the Lord gave you this. We don't know the power in coming together. You see, we don't really, not to defraud or denounce anything, but it's authority in it. We come together, and the old folks used to say, "Come on, let's have church, good church." You understand? The Holy Ghost started moving around there. Nobody asked for healing. He just heals and he shows up. So this is the authority. It ain't like lifting, saying ain't your muscles. Your muscles are going to fail one day. If you don't eat enough peas and rice, you're going to get weak. But when you start eating the Word of God and you start digesting it, I don't care how your body start breaking down, you understand, the years start taking you in, you see, that Word will stand. And I'll say this, I knew a lady, in Bishop, she was old and she had dementia, and she would just be sleeping and be dragging around. And the moment she mentioned Jesus, ain't that something? She straightened up like 50 years jumps off her. I said, dead in the morning. You know, sometimes you run the thing that your eyes, you can't just calculate nothing about it. But with the power of God, it's real.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say this, I'm going to stop. That situation with the fire, I was coming from the restaurant, and I've been talking to the Lord about me really hearing his voice. Because sometimes he say things to me, and I act like I can't obtain it. I can't get it. I act like I got dementia or something. So coming from the restaurant, I'm worried about getting home, and I got to do this because that's disaster. And the Lord said to me, he says, I stopped it, I put it out, and that's all. And I'm right on there saying, now, did I hear him? You see, I had lost sight on the fact that my house possibly is on fire. Now I'm thinking about what I heard him say, you see. And so by the time we get home, the five people's out here in the yard, one of them says, you know, he just started part of that. I tore a hole in your living room ceiling. He said, we can't find nothing, but we know there was a big spark. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, one of the firemen started yelling, Bishop, I see the ashes, I see the ashes. Now, he ain't seen no fire, he just see the ashes.
Okay.
And I don't know what happened, but then they heard another spark, and they jumped up on top of the house and started tearing a hole in the roof. And they ain't seen nothing when they tore a hole in there. And accidentally, the tool that they was knocking a hole in their roof with touched the aluminum part of the drip, water drip, and that's where the spark was. You see what I'm saying? And when all of that said, I was sitting there, I said, now, Lord, I should have believed the moment you said it. This is where I started saying, now, just help me, you understand, to overcome me. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying this is the power. God loves us so much, you see, that we ought to come together like the apostles did and just have ourselves a full good time. Amen.
Yes, sir.
come together and just tell one another, you know what, I love you, and did what God did for me, and shut up and go home. So that's what I want to say, Bishop, because this is interesting. This is interesting, these topics. I said, now, I never thought about this, what we really have. So when I start looking at it, I come to find out we have so much backing us up if we what God say do. Jesus said, you are my friend if you do what I say do. Isn't that so? So thank you, Bishop, and thanks, Sister Poole, for me. I really, y'all brought tears to my eyes. Thank you very much.
Bless you. Amen. You brought back some things. Amen. All right. You brought back some things. My mind fell in the Caribbean when the taxi got there late. We was trying to make the plane, and the Holy Spirit said, rest. Amen. When you tell us to go, there's a lot of power in going. All right, we have a 954-4427, I believe. 954.
Yes, right. Yes, Bishop. It just came to my mind. I was thinking about this power, and Colossians 2 and 8 said, beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Now, first of all, Bishop, there's only power in the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
And when we use the Word of God, that God Word has power. Now,
yes, sir.
We go back to Adam. God gave him authority to go to work, naming the animals and going to work. But every day he met with Adam to give him instruction. Today, if we're gonna do the work of the ministry and have any power in what we say, we got to stay in the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
Because only His Word has power. So if we don't stay in His Word daily, we will not be affected in this world, because this world is only the Word of God is going to have power to change anything in this world. Not us. So we got to go to the Lord. In the same way Adam was talking with the Lord every day, we got to open up the Word of God and we got to live by it.
I felt that now. I don't know what you said, but I felt it. He talked to God every day.
Every day. Yeah.
God still gave him what to do, but he still talked to God. He still had fellowship with God.
God gave him permission to go out and name the animals and go to work, but he still talked to him every day.
Every day. Hallelujah.
There are talented people. There are people in the world that are talented, athletes and stuff. They're very talented, but they need a coach to talk to them about their talent. If we're going to go to work for God, we need to talk with him every day so we can get the instruction, get it right, because he know how to run his world. And he's the only one that has the authority and the power in his words to make whatever he wants to come to pass. It'll come to pass if you're using his word.
All right, we got another caller here. As well, we thank God for you. Amen. And amen. I don't know if you felt that, but we need to pray every day. 954-4485.
Hello, Bishop.
Bless you.
How you doing tonight?
All right, go ahead.
Just calling, just listening to the conversation so far and talking about fellowship. And it kind of came to mind, because we've been doing a study, and in the study we're focusing in on discipleship and the importance. And within the study, we began to talk a little bit about fellowship and how that, you know, the Bible tells us that we ought to not forsake ourselves to assemble ourselves. So it's good that, you know, saints and, you know, those that are saved and have been saved for a long period of time, that we get together and we come together and we encourage one another. As the word said, iron sharpens iron. But it's for us then to go back out and grab those that don't know Christ as their personal Savior. So if I'm kind of listening to what the conversation has been. So if we're always fellowshipping amongst ourselves, you know, those that are saved and those that know Christ as their personal Savior, if we're fellowshipping amongst ourselves all the time, well, then when are we going out and fellowshipping with those that don't know Christ and those that are new believers, those that are just coming to church? And I think they need a lot. You know, the Bible even calls them as their babies. They're like babes in Christ. And any baby needs a lot of attention. Now, whether that when you're coming to Christ, whether you're 60 years old or 50 years old, spiritually you are that of a babe, and it requires attention. So I'm thinking here, the saints, we need to definitely, you know, again, the Bible tells, you know, that we are to assemble ourselves, but we have to spend time not only with Christ and with our fellow brother, but with those that are babes in Christ, because the world is constantly pulling on them to come back into the world and constantly tugging on them. They need somebody to tug the other way, to tug and to show them, you know, how to live a Christian life and how to do these things. But if we're fellowshipping amongst ourselves all the time, you know, who's fellowshipping with that new person in Christ, or that one that's trying to learn about Christ? So that's what I want to say.
All right, very good, very good. And I thought about, where are the evangelists? We hear so much about, well, there's those of us that knows, amen, back in the 80s, amen, everybody wanted to be apostle. Then come around about the 90s, amen, the evangelist was moving for a while, then all of a sudden now everybody want to be a prophet. Now they turn around, they everybody want to be apostle. Amen. So these waves go through the land, but very good. But we need, Jesus came to the lost, and he was outside the church. If I can say that, he was out 6 days. The seventh day, amen, they was in the tabernacle somewhere. Amen. Somewhere Jesus was sitting right there watching the offering and knocking down all those out there, selling pigeons and doves, making God's house everything but a house of prayer. All right, we have some very good information going now. Amen. You know, once you have the light, and all of us, when we felt good about Christ and refreshed and we love God, even when we come out of fellowship in church, amen, you want to go call somebody, tell somebody, amen. The one powerful thing God gave us, the commission to go, amen. You don't know until you get there how the Holy Spirit is going to use you. Amen. But to go is one of the authority that he's given us. Amen. To go. Amen. We have the authority to go. Amen. In the book of Jude, the last little small book for Revelation, it says, build up your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Adam, pray every day, had to mark that one again. Amen. I felt the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praying every day. Praying and talking. To learn God's voice. Staying connected. Staying connected. We go through so much every day. Amen. Bombarded every day. Amen. And it's another day's journey. All right. We got to take about three more callers. Amen. Then we'll get ready to go into prayer. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. Our technician will put you in. As always, we thank God. Like I said, we'll be expanding, amen, into another part of the world with the broadcast, amen, and we will be getting, letting you know amen, of our audience here. We thank God for your voice is going out. Amen. You'd be surprised. Don't think it's strange. And don't think it's strange that you're the only one going through something. Amen. Peter told, amen, Peter was thinking it's evil trials and tribulation. You're not the only one. You're not the only one. The children, amen, they are disobedient. You're not the only one. Amen. Financial problems, you're not the only one. Your job, your career is changing. The world is changing. The economy is changing. You're not the only one. We should mark on our studies and keep these things in mind. The Antichrist, amen. The Bible is true. The Antichrist is slowly creeping around. Amen. He's making changes. Amen. Much as he can. But Jesus know what he's going to do. The Holy Spirit had written in the last days, the enemy, amen, he's coming and making signs where you can't buy or sell. You cannot buy or sell unless you take the mark. Amen. So it behooves us as the Holy Spirit, amen, to learn the voice of God, be led by the Spirit of God. Romans 8, amen. It's a blessing. Amen. Get that diploma. Amen. There's a wrestle to keep your flesh down, your ambitions down, to hear God, amen, telling you, don't worry about it. Or you can things start happening, amen, and all of a sudden your spirit be just as calm. You're not nervous, you're not upset. So, you know, the Holy Spirit, he's there. He's the comforter. He is the one going to keep you down, amen, where you used to be. Amen. 911 all the time. Your blood pressure's up. Amen. Oh, the cat done knocked over the garbage can. Oh, Lord, 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 I got to go out there. No, the Holy Spirit, listen, don't worry about that. Don't worry about that. That's a little cat. Don't worry about that cat. Don't worry about your mail in somebody's mailbox. Don't let that upset you. There are greater things in life. Amen. And get that spirit out from under you. Amen. Rebuke that spirit. Rebuke all these spirits. Amen. You can hear the voice of God. Hear the voice of God. All right, we're getting ready now. Amen. We can take one more comment. I think we're going back to our technician to push one. Our technician will bring us in. Amen. And we can hear one. I think we got one or two more comments. Amen. And we can go on. All right, 954-4427. Amen. Go right ahead.
Amen, Bishop. Yeah, so I was just thinking how we, you know, we get comfortable in our regular weekly services and never thinking that Paul talked about, said, you know, we should be out teaching and yet we're like babies and need to be taught all over again. You can get comfortable wherein that you from week to week that you think that what you're hearing, you know more, you're hearing and know more than the person that you will be witnessing to. And that's the thing that the believers have to understand, that when you go out into the world and you're witnessing sinners, you might not think you're equipped and ready, but this is where as a believer you got to trust the Holy Ghost. That he's going to, as a believer, he's going to guide you when you go to witness to the world. They're not there sitting in service every week like you. So whatever you get, you got to bring it. When you come out of there, you got to share it with your neighbor. You got to share it with somebody. And they're going to be in awe of what you're telling them because they don't know what you know. So what little bit you got, it's enough to share. And the Holy Spirit is faithful. That whatever you share with them may be the very word that they're going to need. A lot of people don't need but just one word. And that's enough to get them to want to come and hear for themselves. So a person should never sell themselves short on what they know. If you've been going, sitting in ministry week after week, you share what little you know and let the Holy Spirit take them with it. Because, see, God's word is powerful enough to take care of itself. But you got to believe that and have faith enough to witness with what you do know.
All right. Let me say that this it. So, amen. When you go out, Peter asked God, he got to pay his taxes. And what Jesus told him, Jesus told him where to go and get it. You know, we forget about, this just hit me, that's why we forget about, I remember when I go out and do things, and I said it one time, many years ago in the evangelist, I said, no, I'll let God pay me. And when I go out and do things, God do reward you for your efforts and obeying him, going and witnessing. That's the hidden treasure Paul talked about in Ephesians. God mm-hmm. will pay you and help you, whatever you need. You seek ye first the kingdom, witnessing to people, talking to people, and you can, God will give you what you need. But you got to do his will first. That's kind of hit me up to the mind. I had to say that. Go right ahead, Carla. You got something else to say, if not.
Well, what you said, right. That's true. The word of God say you don't muzzle the ox while he's laboring in the field. Let him eat while he's out there laboring in the field.
God will give you, like you need a job, a house, a car. God will work outside, help people do that for you. Amen. Mm-hmm. He will help people to do that. They don't even know what you're asking for. But God touch hearts of people. Amen. All right, give us a prayer. Amen. We kind of run it here. We're going to start out with prayer. Unless you got, go ahead.
Well, Father God, I first want to bless the broadcast and bless Bishop to keep this broadcast going, for it is fulfilling a need. And I pray for all those who are tuning in to the call that they might receive something from this call that will increase their faith, that would help them, Father God, distinguish between right and wrong, help them to understand that if they want wisdom, one understanding, they can ask God for it themselves. They need not be afraid, for what little they do know, there's someone that can use that, what they have. And I pray, Father God, that they boldly go out each week from what they hear and share it with someone. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. All right, another call. Let's push one on your phone. Amen. We're all right, 954. 4485.
Heavenly Father, we just thank you once again for tonight, God. We just thank you for your goodness and mercy that you bestow upon us each and every day, God. We just pray, God, that you give us the strength. And Father God, if there's any fear, God, that you will remove the fear, that we could be the witnesses that you call for us to be, God. We just pray, God, that you give us the strength to go out, God, and spread your word, God, Father God. And we just thank you for it, God. We thank you for your love and compassion, God, that you continue to show over us and our families, God. We just pray, God, that you watch upon the callers, God, and those who are listening, God. Look upon them and their families, God. Keep them safe. And, Father God, we'll give you the thanks, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
All right. We have another caller.
305-4271.
You got 30 seconds. 305.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
In the name of Jesus, God, we are grateful for what we are hearing today. Now bless us and ask and teach us to fellowship in the Spirit. All those things and voices that are speaking to us, teach us to know your voice, and we'll give your name praise. For all those that are listening tonight, help them to fulfill your joy, and help them to walk this way until you call us, in Jesus' name, amen.
God bless you as always. God bless you. Amen. Now, Lord, we ask you to send prosperity, amen. But remember, when you go out and do God's will, working and talking and praying for people, amen. You have a reward coming to you. Make it simple as possible. Whatever you need, amen. If you need your taxes paid, you need, amen, food or whatever, you can ask God. The apostles always have God best them in business and everything. God bless you. Until next time, we love you. Amen. In Jesus' name, to Christ, we pray. Amen. God bless you.